The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Ah. 12 years old, down the shore. This is what I woke up to every morning. Mr. So-and-so next door. I don't want to give his name.
Is this the guy? What's the guy's name?
It's a young kid.
Who is it?
It's a young kid doing it.
Oh, gosh. My mother loves this, by the whistling. I don't know. It's an art form. I can't whistle on stage because your mouth always kind of gets dry. And
I can imagine it being a trouble.
Well, it's a tough thing. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. We are back, and great to have you with us this morning. It's a wild morning. Thanks for staying with us. I love you. I miss you. You know, as I walk through now and I come in to the studio on this radio journey, and I see the folks, and they're all starting. Everybody's starting to come in now, 9 o'clock. You know, we've been here like forever. And it's great. And I am so very appreciative to be here because I love you for being here. And I love when I see you out there on the road. So it's good to be back. And I'm glad I came back because I could have stayed an extra day. This was why when I tell you, and I tell you this in amazement, because I go to L.A., I go with my daughter. We do a tour of Hollywood. We come back. We go down to beautiful Newport Beach, which is beautiful. Have you been down there, Frankie?
No.
It's like way south. Beautiful. I mean, just really beautiful. So I went to of course I'm going to forget. Fashion Island Hotel or something like that.
Right.
No, it was nice. It was beautiful. And everything was first class. But worked my tail off. Was there all night. Got up early. Went to church. Went from church. And then we go upstairs to the pool. You know me. I don't want to get, if I have to do shows, I don't go swimming because all the water gets in your sinuses, totally messes up your throat. It really does. So I go, okay, 87 degrees yesterday. So we go, now this is not me. This is my friend who puts me and his goddaughter up at this fancy schmancy hotel. You don't have to move out of these hotels. I'm very good, sir.
They're like cities within the...
No, but the service, you know, very good, sir. And it's so funny because I'm so Jersey, you know, and I'm out there and it's the palm trees, the weather. It's 87 yesterday. We go to the pool. Then Charlie's like throwing a ball around in the pool. I don't know if you're supposed to do that up there. So the guy, Dylan, can I help you, sir? Well, I would like a chaise lounge. Very good, sir. But, you know, I promise you this is what happened. I said, but Charlie doesn't like the sun because it's too hot. I need the sun. Oh, no problem, sir. I'll get an umbrella for your daughter,
wow,
sir. Listen to me. Like this. He goes, this. He moves the umbrella. So he moves the umbrella so just perfectly blocks the sun from Charlie. I'm laying there like this. Like, oh, my God. Then she starts throwing the ball around. The guy, she throws it into one of the cabanas. And the guy goes and gets the ball for her.
Wow.
Which, of course, cost me $20 just to get thanks for getting the ball, sir.
So the moral of this story is you didn't want to come home. You wanted to just stay there permanently.
I want
to
tell you, I'm saying it's either in you or it's not.
Right.
And I'm so Jersey, so
it's not like
New
the
York.
Hotel that you normally stay at when you're here in New York City when you go, can I get some help? No, you have to leave early, Mr. Piscopo. Sorry. We need the room.
Yeah. I'm used to being
Mr. Piscopo,
abused.
Is this your makeup on the floor? You're littering. We're calling
it's like
cop.
If I get in a relationship and someone treats me nice, right, I have no idea what to do with that person.
Well, tip them.
You're not
and then that's rude. You know. Thanks for bringing me dinner here. Why are you giving me $20? You know, because
if someone treats me nice, I don't know what to do. Why
here's
are you treating me nice?
Here's your tasteless chicken and green beans.
Here's
another 20.
Tell me I owe you more money. Something. Right. Tell me something. But when you're nice to me, I really don't know what to do.
Out of the goodness of my heart. No. Here.
So when I went to a nice hotel, I'm there. But God forbid I could just go, you know what? I'm taking the day.
Yeah.
When it's all over, you're going to go, we took the day in Beverly Hills. But I could have probably called the school.
But my sense of responsibility, if Fox called, I'm on America's Newsroom with Julie Banderas is in for Sandra this morning.
That's correct.
And Bill Hemmer, great show. Right. Always proud to be there, really. And so I'm going to run over to Fox right after the show.
Will you tip people there as well? No, makeup person.
Maybe the driver.
Maybe the driver.
But, you know, I felt, and then I said, the guys are in the studio. What am I going to do?
Chairless.
In 80.
Chair. Cabrini statue broken. No new chair.
I rub it in.
But the heat works now, which is good.
No, and I said, I'm going to be, what am I going to do with an 87-degree, you know, day with a beautiful pool? It was, by the way, the pool temperature, Charlie goes, oh, is the pool warm? Oh, it's 86 degrees, man.
Guy ran with a thermometer to put it in the pool to show you.
It's like that.
And it was
it's
86
like
degrees. And then you tipped him another time.
By the way, L.A., Beverly Hills, not a bad body in Beverly
Hills. Really?
Not a bad. The guys all look like Brad
Pitt. You
didn't
get smacked in the back of your head like I did when I was at the gym?
No. I know. I'm with my kid. I'm on good behavior.
And, you were looking, clearly.
No, I was. Male and female, to be objective.
Okay.
Every guy looks like Brad Pitt. Right. Every gal looks like in shape. I felt so out of shape. And then, oh, this was great. Frank, I forgot to tell you. I don't have the courage to tweet this out. You write me and tell me to tweet it, and I'll feel better because I'll do it because there's a picture of me and Charlie. Charlie is hysterically laughing. Why? Because I didn't bring really, you know, Beverly Hills type clothes, which is like matching
right.
cabana
you wore
stuff.
Suits.
No, I wore an Italian T-shirt at the pool with my chain
Italian
and my cross.
Oh,
listen to me. Listen. I was going to show
you. Hey, how you doing? I get a ginger ale over here and no ice.
Hey, I got this. More where that came from. Yeah. Money, it's a mere fascination. It's a mere bag of shells.
Let me get water. No ice.
Yeah, take it.
Chicken, tasteless, green beans. Bring them.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
And take that brownie you're going to give me. Just crumble it up and give me a crumb.
Hey, how are you doing? How you doing? I like this. So I got this.
You like my horn?
I don't have that.
My
horn.
Mom gave this to me.
I didn't have the horn.
You did have the Italian horn.
I had the cross of Christ on me. From across my mom bought me so many years ago, a word on my neck, and I got the Italian T-shirt, and I'm not going to use the rude vernacular.
Tank top.
Thank you. And I, but it's not a tank top.
Right, it's
clearly
a
white jacket. And I reeked New Jersey. Right. Charlie is hysterical. I said, Charlie, why is everybody dressed so nice? Are you embarrassed to be
well, this is not by the pool? You look at it like this?
Exactly.
This is like the scene from The Sopranos. Oh, my God.
I'm the proudest Italian-American, so cognizant of
like
all
Donnie
the contributions
Brasco.
That Italians have done for this country, the Italian-American community, and I took it down a notch.
A notch? Took it way down.
Christopher.
Yeah.
Get the ball. The kid threw the ball to the cabana. Dylan, come here. Get the ball over there. Christopher. Oh, my God. Where's Paulie Walnuts? Oh, my God.
All you needed was Paulie's hair with the you know...
I look like
point like this. You know how he used to point with his index finger and his pinky.
The best. Oh my God! So anyway,
what a sight. Good thing we didn't get a picture of that.
Yes.
Oh,
but I'm not going to tweet it because I'm embarrassed
don't.
To tweet it.
Yeah,
I'll run it through our producer Frankie Five Burrows.
Oh no, Frank's going
to
say.
Let me go to Tony. Tony, good morning. Help me out here, buddy. How you doing this morning? And welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. I'm okay. I want to say a couple of things about Jan, you know, the disgruntled ambassador with Yanunovich, whatever her name is.
Yeah, Yukanovich, yeah.
Yeah, first of all, she had nothing to offer related to an impeachable offense. But, you know, second, she was so partisan that she had planned a victory party for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Also, Barack Obama, people need to know, Barack Obama fired all the Bush-appointed ambassadors.
Thank you.
You know. And I just want to say one thing about, if I may, what's his name? Schiff.
Yeah.
Did he play Logan on Series 5 of 24?
I don't know.
I think it's like deja vu. I watch this guy, and I think I'm watching Logan.
Yeah, or Marty Feldman in Young Frankenstein. Right. I don't know. It's a joke. It's a very joke. But you're right. Barack Obama not only fired all of his ambassadors, not only fired and did not allow the whistleblowers, any whistleblowers. He had a contentious relationship with every single whistleblower. He didn't send money to the Ukraine. And thank you for bringing that up. These are facts that I think everybody knows, that I assume everybody knows, so I don't even talk about it because I'm so sick of it. The news media should be all over this. And even I saw on Sean's website, Sean Hannity's website. Yeah, Chris Matthews even said, no one in this country believes that it wasn't special interest what Joe Biden did with Hunter. Everybody knows it. But what kills me is, like, in Louisiana, they still vote for the Democratic governor. But on that, in that regard, if I could just touch on this, hold the call for a second, please. 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. When you work local politics, Tip O'Neill, the late, great Tip O'Neill, said it best, all politics are local. And it's very, very true. The way Governor Murphy won in New Jersey, you have to give him credit. He went and he laid down a lot of money, county chair to county chair to county chair. People wanted to take him out. They got a governor. They came to him, and he was very tough. And you have to be very firm in Jersey, particularly. And you know how to. You have to know how to work the local politics. And that's what happened, I think, in Louisiana. And you, that's the way you can win. And the problem, by the way, in New Jersey and in New York, I don't know that there's any strategy. That's why, you know, love or hate Chris Christie, it was epic. It was historic how he won. It was a Republican how he won like that. I'm telling you, going up against John Corzine and just winning Hudson County, I believe he took, you know, and had the votes he needed, the Latino votes in Hudson County. So it's all local. I think that's what happened. So when you see that, and they always do it, a referendum on Donald Trump, not so much. It's not so much. It's just whoever did it. And then there's the governor of Louisiana, whether it's Governor Phil Murphy in New Jersey, you have to give them credit for meticulously knowing the landscape and the political arena.
Well, I give John Bel Edwards politically a whole lot more credit than I give Phil Murphy. I mean, if in New Jersey is a Democratic state, it's a pretty heavily Democratic state.
Bye.
So it's no great trick if you're the Democratic nominee for statewide office to get elected, right? I mean, that's the norm. The exception is when a Republican wins statewide office. But coming after 8 years of Chris Christie, who at the time of Murphy's reelection election was incredibly unpopular, I don't think it was any great accomplishment that he was able to win. Now, John Bel Edwards, on the other hand, is a different story. Same thing with the governor-elect of Kentucky. These are deeply red states. Now, Louisiana is in the deep south. This is a state Trump won by 20 points. And the day before the election, Trump was down there holding a rally for Eddie Ruspino, the Republican nominee for governor. And even though they're such a Trump state and such a Republican state, they still went and voted for John Bel Edwards. That's impressive. I don't find what Murphy did politically as impressive. If you're a Democrat and you win a Democratic state, okay. It is what it is.
After the problems Governor Christie had.
Yeah, but just in general. Jersey's a Democratic state.
Yep. 1.6 million, I believe, registered Democratic voters or not affiliated with any political party, but vote Democrat. Well, yeah, and 800,000
Republicans. What I'm saying is if you can win as a Democrat in a Republican state,
but
that's a star.
What I'm saying about Governor Murphy is that he had other people coming at him, particularly Steve Sweeney, who really should be the governor.
That's within the Democratic Party.
Yeah, yep, but so the way they meticulously take it down, they know what. That's why it's all local. All politics is local, the way you structure. Whether it's Louisiana, whether it's Jersey, it's all local. And when you do a big referendum on the president, I don't really buy that because it works out locally like that. How do you change that? I really don't know. 917. Let me go to Judy.
Congratulations to Governor Edwards. A huge, huge victory.
Yeah,
very impressive.
Judy in Brooklyn. Good morning, Judy. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning. Now I know why I call you Sunshine Joe, because you love the sun.
You love
the sun.
It's the Mediterranean blood in my system, Judy. It's the red Mediterranean blood. I listen.
Well, contagious, because you're full of sunshine, and you know, if I want to be in a good mood, I just put on the radio, I listen to your voice, and I don't even know what you're laughing about. I'm laughing
I love you. Thank you, Judy.
Great.
God bless you, girl, and thank you so much.
Yeah, God bless everyone.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Keep listening, please. We love you. God bless you. Let me go to Adrian real quick. Adrian, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Yes. Hi, Joe. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been following you from day one.
Thank you. I moved
from New York to Tennessee because I couldn't take it anymore.
Wow. Everybody's moving. Adrian, wait a minute. Where were you living in New York, if I may ask?
In the Bronx.
Yeah. And the taxes and everything. And you got up and you went
Only that. I mean, it's a sanctuary city. I can't take it anymore. Yeah. I can't take the cameo. I mean.
Yeah.
But anyway.
The cameo.
Yeah. The reason why I'm calling is I don't understand. I mean, the American people aren't stupid. We have Joe Biden on tape stating a quid pro quo, and apparently nothing's being done about it.
Yep.
And yet we have President Trump. Isn't he running for re-election? So because Biden's running for presidency, we're not touching him, but yet it's okay to touch President Trump.
Yep, you're right. And you're right. Thank you for listening down there in Tennessee, Adrian, and thanks for staying with us as you moved. One of the thousands, tens of thousands that move out of New York and New Jersey. Yeah, I don't know why or how a journalist does not cover that and make it equal-handed. They don't. And when you hear that the progressive socialists and Democrats are lockstep with the press, that's exactly what's happening, and the president has to battle that. Therein lies his tweets. I don't like when he does that, but you know what? What choice does he have? So thanks for the call, Adrian. Appreciate it very much. Hey, Debbie's out there looking out for you. Hi, Debbie. Good morning. 20 minutes after 9. When did you get back, Deb? Did you get time to settle in?
Saturday. Guess who was on my plane, by the way?
Wait.
I was on United as well.
Oh,
I had a really great celebrity? Flight.
Celebrity?
Watched a bunch of Well, yes, a politician celebrity on my flight.
From London? Coming in from London.
No,
Let's guess,
no,
guys. Come on, boys.
She's very American. Very American.
A politician.
Mm-hmm.
Local, national.
National.
Really? Oh,
yes.
Now. Can you give us a hint? Another hint, maybe?
Kirsten Gillibrand.
No.
Good guess, though. Good guess.
Okay, the hint is she ran for president.
Not Hillary.
Yes, she was on our flight.
No. Was that the
Hillary.
Flight that got delayed?
No, our flight wasn't delayed. She may have had a flight delay going to London.
Wait.
But Saturday coming back, we had no delay.
So
at all.
The woman.
Hillary
the,
was on our flight.
But of course, and where might she have been sitting, Deb?
First class.
Oh, well,
I
the people.
I wasn't in first class this
of
time.
The people.
No, oh, I would have loved to have went up and said, can I have a selfie? But, you know, I didn't find out till after she left the plane. They were all
talking about it. You know what's amazing? She took you were on a commercial flight. She took
yes,
a commercial
yes,
flight.
Yes, she was. Yes,
all right.
Yes,
maybe
yeah.
some humility. Yeah, first class, I know, but still.
Yeah. But it was kind of cool. We're like, oh, no, why did that plane arrive very safely?
It's good the Russians
Hillary
didn't give her
on board.
The private plane for all the uranium. I mean, I thought she would have at least bought one for that. Hey, that's very interesting. And did,
yeah,
but I bet
cool,
she got
right?
off the plane first, I'm sure, with
I think so. Yeah, I think that she had a few people
keeping
an eye on her.
Yeah, I'm sure. Unbelievable. 921, Debbie Duhaime's out there. She is home, safe and sound, thank goodness. And on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's take a spin to the LIE, Joe. The LIE eastbound getting out to our 106.7. An accident blocking one lane. We're still seeing delays. Northern State East at New Hyde Park Road, but they cleaned up a collision there. Cross Bronx West still moving really slowly up by Jerome Avenue. Accident delays go back to the Bruckner, and it's still tough on the Deegan South getting into Fordham Road with an accident there. Over at LaGuardia, we're getting delays of up to 90 minutes on arrivals. That's all due to the wind and the Cross Island South at Bell Boulevard. An accident over there as well. Inbound GWB down to 20. Lincoln 15. Holland still about 30 minutes in. And over on 80 eastbound, that ramp as you get into 280, it's an accident right on that exit ramp. The Sawmill northbound in Yonkers, a collision there. Some rain likely today. High of about 43. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager explains why the left despises our president.
These people see themselves as morally superior. It's a class issue, much more than a policy issue. And we will exercise our moral superiority by having him removed from office. It is about them, not about Trump.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. I have a special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listeners specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, all with free shipping at MyPillow.com. 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Hi, AM970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested. Right now.
So check out my show One-on-One weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Here's Mark Jaffe with today's Greater New York Chamber Minute. Today we have longtime member Peter Ciccone. The Ciccone brothers have just started a new venture.
We have just kicked off dumbassapparel.com. It's an apparel line, allows people to speak their attitudes. We encourage people to go online to dumbassapparel.com, see a shirt, a hat that speaks their mind for them, and buy something.
You gave me a red hat to wear at one of these events, and it was quite a conversation piece.
Your hat says, "It's just a hat, dumbass." It's a red hat, white lettering, meant to look like a MAGA hat, but when people get close, they realize they're just looking at a hat, and they might be a dumbass. Kind of funny.
So if you need a holiday gift or a corporate gift,
or you got that crazy uncle that you know will appreciate some of the stuff on there, go ahead. We have a special through Christmas, no shipping charge, and everything's under $25.
How do they get a hold of you?
Dumbassapparel.com. When you see the donkey, you got the right spot.
I know it will do well.
For more details, visit chamber.nyc or call 212-CHAMBER.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 925. Good morning. Great to have you with us. So appreciate you being with us every single morning. And I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota because you can get a great deal there like Frankie Five Boroughs did, like Mike Gallagher did, like my sister Carol did. You will love Route 22 Toyota. You don't have to deal with dummies. That's what I love about Route 22 Toyota. Alex Kinsella, he's the general manager I keep telling you about, gives you those low lease offers, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now, Alex wants you to experience a smart way to service. They have this beautiful state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey, and you got 5 minutes. I'll give you to 9:30. It's 9:25 right now. I'll give you to 9:30. First five callers, next 5 minutes, jump on the phone real quick if you can. 855-621-9949. It's 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. 855-621-9949. Heard you on Joe on the radio. What do you got for me? You'll get a free multi-point inspection, which is vital to the safety of your vehicle. Free oil change and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. And while you're over there, you're going to want to peruse that beautiful brand new showroom and the customer lounge. And you're going to love everybody at Route 22 Toyota. What I heard you on Piscopo, what can you do for me? And I'm telling you, you're going to be so pleased and see all these beautiful vehicles. You smell that new car. You know, when you bring your car to get it fixed up, you'll get that new fresh car, you know, feeling at the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Ah, you're going to love Route 22 Toyota. And now, real quick, okay, you ready? 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. 855-621-9949 for Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Did you eat gorgeous? So Al took the day on Friday. We were busting his chops about it, but he went to Atlantic City, the Hard Rock, to see Sting, and he was great.
Fantastic.
He was great.
Guy has not lost anything off of his singing voice. Phenomenal. He was in a sling because he had surgery
Sting
on
in
his
a
shoulder.
Sling.
Sting in
the
a sling.
Sting sling. Yeah. I'm going to get one after the new year. I got to do the same thing.
Couldn't play guitar or bass.
I got to do that thing.
So he couldn't play guitar or bass, but he could sing. And, you know, first song took him a little bit to warm up, get his voice warmed up. But once he did, boy, he was fantastic. An hour and a half, bing, in, out, started about 8:15.
That's it.
Done by 10.
That's it.
Tremendous show.
So no opening act, you said?
No opening act.
Cool. That's great. Really good.
And that Mark Estes Arena is
a
beautiful arena. Yeah.
Now, I'm so glad, first of all, they kept the name of the Estes Arena, named for Mark Estes, who was a tremendous, tremendous...
Didn't Donald J. Trump build that?
Yeah. Well, so
yes,
when
that was the Taj Mahal.
It was the Trump Taj Mahal, and so when Hard Rock took it over, they kept it as the Mark Estes Arena,
right.
Rather than rename it as something else.
Well, they have it renamed. Nice. It's Hard Rock Live, but they still have the name on it.
If you're listening down there in Lake City, you know what I'm talking about. Dennis Gomes was, he ran the Donald Trump organization for many, many years down there in its heyday. I'd love to see something named for Dennis Gomes down there. What a great guy. What a great guy. He was, and the rest of, he just died way too young.
Mark Geddes, of course, died in that helicopter crash, you know, in
that's right.
1990. I think there were five.
Five executives from the Trump organization?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they named the arena for him, and they've maintained the name. And Mark's brother actually called the CEO of the Hard Rock and asked them if they would keep the name, and I'm so pleased that they did.
That is great. That's great.
So am I. I mean, really, I can't this morning. Look at this. Yeah, go ahead. It's falling all over you, the topics. It's like on your forehead. Go ahead. Put the mascara on. Yeah, go ahead. No, it's all right.
I can't.
Sorry, we're not doing one of this.
Me and Al are so tired. We're so pudgy, but you know what?
But I'm not putting makeup on. Like, you know, I'm tired.
I got to go on TV.
I understand. Look,
if we had.
You got to rub that concealer on. It's a little, you know. Look like Casper the Friendly Ghost there with that white and the, you know, come on.
I am President Trump makeup. Come on.
Look at this. Look at you. You got the whole set.
I'm going on a Fox in a second, and I got no sleep, so I know it's going to, but thank God for the Fox makeup
artist. They have a budget. I know they have a much bigger budget.
Matter of fact, they have a great makeup artist. They have a great hair person, and they do magic.
You just not want to tip them? Is that what it is?
No, I don't want. You know what I'm proud? Traffic in New York is so it's so critical. If I make it from here to Midtown on time for the hit at 11:40, whenever it is, I'm so lucky.
You want me to give you a ride?
No. They sent.
I'm going in the other direction.
Frank's at a bus stop.
Yeah.
He's taking a bus to Staten Island after getting up so early in the morning.
Yeah.
And he's going, and Al stops. And he goes, hey, where are you going? Home.
No,
and Al goes like this. He goes, thanks. Okay. And he keeps going.
That's not what happened. Now, I don't want to say anything bad about Al because I'm $190 richer due to him today. So I'm going to.
But you will say something bad.
No, I'm going to be descriptive. Not at all.
That was nice. He got the money from the casino.
Yes. Went out of his way. Didn't have to do that. So he waves bye to me as he's in his car. He passes in his car in front of the bus stop I'm standing in front of him, waves bye.
Right.
Then stops about 30 feet in front of me.
No, more like 250.
Okay, 30 to 50 feet, I'll say. Yeah, and picks up a friend of his and takes the friend where? To Staten Island.
Yeah.
Now, which happened to be where I was going.
Yeah, I hadn't seen her in a
but
while.
You know what? I am no longer taking rides from anybody anymore. You know why?
That's
because I have to stay awake during the car ride. Everyone thinks they're being so nice offering me a car ride. It's a chore because.
You can get a ride with me. I won't talk to you. You can sleep.
Friend after friend, they give me a ride back to Staten Island, and a lot of times it involves me being slightly inconvenienced because I have to walk with them to their parking garage, or I have to wait for them until they're ready to leave. And then what happens, my reward for going wherever they want to go, is I have to stay awake and entertain them for the car ride. Oh, what's it like working with Joe? Oh, is Al really that mean? Oh, what do you think of the presidential election? Oh, what do you think of the impeachment? All I can think of is let me keep my eyes open and nod and say yes enough so that they think that I'm listening without expending any actual energy.
That's hysterical.
He's
you do it all the time.
Combing his
terrible.
Hair. You still have topics on the one
from
side
now on,
of your head.
I'm declining rides. Wait. From everybody except my wife, because she knows I'm going to sleep the whole time. So
what do you do? I mean,
I take the bus.
Can you say I want to rest for a second? Or you'd be like the driver we had, and I had a driver in L.A., and he kept talking.
Yeah, why
and
can't
I was
you sleep?
I was sleeping. I had my headphones
tired.
On.
I didn't even know.
The guy kept talking, and I said, I'm just going to rest. Like, you drive the car, please.
Yeah, exactly.
But understand it's all done with good intentions.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, unless they're lonely and they just want somebody in the car. You're better off being by yourself.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. So Robert Auth was kind enough, and big congratulations again to him and his reelection victory.
Yes.
But he was kind enough to send a driver for me when I spoke at his fundraiser right before the election, which was very nice.
You got a driver?
He sent a driver. And then someone back, right? The same person.
For what event?
For a fundraiser of his, right?
Well,
we were all invited to that, by the way, but I think you were out of
town.
Did
you get paid?
No, I would volunteer my time for, of course, get paid. Come on, then I got the car service was my payment, and then this guy wanted to talk so much on the way back.
Oh no!
And I learned every. everything I ever wanted to know about, you know, Middlesex County and Bergen County politics. Then it was remarkable. Didn't sleep. It was an hour ride. I didn't sleep a wink.
No, you don't. But one guy, I did my favorite. We'll go to break. But one guy, my favorite driver. And by the way, these are first world problems, and we take them we're just having fun with this. He would turn around, and he wasn't going to keep his eyes on the road. Hey, tell me about that. When you worked with Eddie, and he's turning around talking to me, and I want to go, look, I'll tell you anything you want to know. Just look at the road. And my favorite was the guy that took the cat nap while he was driving. The guy that could listen, the cat nap while he was driving. We're going in. It's by Lincoln Tunnel. And he stayed down, and I could see him doze off. And so now I'm the guy who goes, so how you doing up there? Everything okay? Now I'm making conversation to keep the guy away from crying out
loud. That's scary.
It is scary.
The only thing better than that is people that just want to have a lunch to go over the things. I mean, I don't know how people have time to sit around for hours and have lunch. So someone emails me today because we were supposed to have lunch last week. And I said, well, is there any way we could do next week? They emailed me today. Oh, well, can we do today? I said, yeah, you know, but if you wanted to do another day, it would give me an opportunity to take a nap, right? So you'd think if you're this other person, you'd say, oh, maybe Frank doesn't want to have lunch today. And there's no real reason that we have to have lunch anyway.
You know what? I got to stay on.
Are they paying?
I got to stay on.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter, though. Right. Because
I'm paying with my time.
I'm going to the same thing. I want to get together. Can we get together? What do you want to
talk about? It's the worst.
You're doing a person, but just tell me what you need.
Yes,
and
exactly.
It's good.
Exactly.
I have to sit through a lunch. I got to order. It's always slow. I got to ask the waiter to burn my food. It takes forever. I got to get there. I want to see my children. What is with the lunch dinner thing? What is with that? I can't have time to do it.
But your lunch is simple. It's tasteless like it's chicken. You
know. No, but it's not the meal. It's the time involved.
I
and it's time that takes you away.
You wouldn't go out for a second.
No,
somebody
I would
said
just say
like
no.
That. Not to be antisocial, but really, let's go out to dinner and sit and meet. Why? It's like when it's like the dating thing. You're married, Frankie. You guys are married. Al, not so much, but you're married. So I saw you with the platonic friend this week.
Platonic friend?
Right. She'll make time for lunch for her.
My friend Nicole. Oh, yeah. That's so. Oh, I took to the Joe Bonamassa concert. Yeah.
You took the platonic friend to Bonamassa?
Yeah. Because we met him when he was 16
in
Wildwood.
Your wife is smacking you for looking at girls in the gym. You take
someone?
No, that's
different. That's different. She's right in front of me.
But didn't you? And then you stayed out late with that girl Kim. Was that Kim?
Oh, that was when I got kidnapped.
You
can't keep them all straight.
No.
He's going with Bonamassa, cousin.
Yeah.
But did Jennifer say anything about you taking another girl to see Joe?
No, she said to me at first, she goes, how come you're not taking me? And I said, because you don't have the history with this guy like me and her do, because we met Joe.
Wait, so you're telling me your wife said that after you said that, oh, okay, honey?
Yeah.
Oh!
We met Joe Bonamassa at 16. When he was 16, he was playing in Wildwood with Sammy Hagar's son.
Who did you meet
and a group of other guys. We met Joe Bonamassa.
Who's we?
Me and my friend Nicole, this girl right here.
Yeah, I noticed online. Yeah. I noticed.
So we met him, and he played, and then they came out afterwards and sat with us. There was only six people in the club that night. This was 1990. So we grew up with this guy. So to see him again now, you know, almost 30 years later and how far he's come, that was, you know, it was a big deal. Plus, we got parking in Manhattan for $2. Where do you get parking in Manhattan on the Upper West Side for $2? Nowhere. So, and she was going to pay $50 to park.
Yeah.
I said, no way.
How'd the night end up, Al?
What do you mean how the night went out? We had
this
a great time. We went home.
You are dangerous.
I was home by 11 o'clock.
You're dangerous.
Home by 11 o'clock.
Watch it. Listen.
Yeah, look.
Listen.
Yeah, no. I'm going
to
show you.
Listen to your old pal, Joe.
No.
I've made every mistake you can make in a relationship.
Yeah.
That's dangerous with platonic friends.
Why is that dangerous?
Platonic friends like that. Because you're telling your wife, I'll be right back, honey.
What do you mean I'll be right back? She knew who I was going with, and she's met this woman.
Frank.
One was in my house.
You know, I tend to agree with Joe on this.
I know
it's different if your wife.
Did we not have a nice time on Saturday?
If your wife is with you, it's different.
Her head's on your shoulder.
That's right.
Any girl would kill me if I did a shot like that with somebody else.
That's my wife.
Oh, sorry.
He's talking about the Gumad. The Gumad might kill you for taking a photo like
that. Wow! I cannot believe. Now he's met my wife. He's met my wife
Joe
numerous
times. Knows who we
There's
are.
So many pictures you sent out with different women.
Look,
I'm getting
that's
confused.
My wife.
Show me the one with the Gumad that you just had.
Hold on. Gumad. I love this. Hold on. I got to get back to it.
All right.
You're killing me.
I
can't believe my wife. I show him a picture of my wife. He doesn't know it's my wife. That's my friend Nicole. We've known each other since eighth grade.
Did you see how much happier he is in that picture? Did you see?
Do you see
that's how you
should
have known.
Do you see the picture? That's how idiotic I look? Do Do you see how idiotic I look at that joy picture? My eyes there. Closed.
No. That looks like
I look
a
like
man.
I'm having a stroke.
There's one word that picture says that you the look you have.
I look like
ecstasy.
I'm
ecstasy.
No,
ecstasy.
That's right.
I look like I'm having a stroke.
Exactly right.
Look like,
you, right.
Look like you were, I'm having a stroke.
No, it looks like you're taking ecstasy.
Have you ever seen that look on his face in person with us? Come on.
Or with the previous picture.
Exactly.
You guys are terrible.
We are. Really. I'm sorry. It's Monday. We apologize. How about if we do a news breakdown when we come back?
Great.
This news?
Nah, nice. Let's not forget.
Why not?
Big Al's got the headline news. I'll tell you what. He is the Romeo of radio. Oh, how about that? The Romeo of radio, Al Cotullo, 9:39 with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
41 degrees at 9:39. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? I'm Al Cotullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City Council members are going to examine the NYPD body camera program during a hearing today. The Council on Public Safety will look at the department's policy on footage released to the public. They'll also discuss proposed legislation to require the NYPD to regularly publicize body cam data, and the program that equips all patrol officers with cameras was completed earlier this year. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is asking residents of the Jersey Shore to keep an eye out for cold, stunned turtles. It can happen when temperatures drop unexpectedly, leaving the cold-blooded animals immobile. Anyone who comes across a turtle in this dilemma is asked to contact a local sea turtle stranding network. The animals should not be placed back in the water, which could kill them, but instead be gently moved above the high tide line and covered lightly with seaweed until help arrives. In sports, the Jets have won two in a row for the first time this season after beating the Washington Redskins 34-17. Quarterback Sam Darnold set a career high yesterday, tossing four touchdowns, finishing with 293 yards. Safety Jamal Adams delivering three sacks in the game. Gangrene now 3-7 on the year. And as you heard here on The Answer yesterday, Seton Hall beat St. Louis 83-66. Enough topics? Yeah, get a little topics on your top of your
head. Al Cotullo, Al Cotullo, men have named you.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, stuck in traffic. Debbie Duhane's got the answer. Please.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Right here.
Obviously. Let's see what's happening, guys. We're going to head to 18 northbound, getting up through the area of Piscataway. Watch out for some down cables there. That's causing quite a delay. Garden State Parkway North at 123. It's a disabled vehicle. We're still seeing delays on 80 East, right on that ramp to 280. A crash on the ramp in toward Parsippany. Inbound GWB 20. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. Holland's still about 30 in from both approaches. We're still seeing volume cross Bronx West into Jerome Avenue, with an accident taking two lanes over there, and the Staten Island Expressway westbound at Bradley Avenue. A collision is off on the shoulder. Stop and go on the LIE west into Pine Lawn Road with a disabled vehicle. Eastbound LIE at 1067, an accident there. And stop and go on the Sawmill north into Yonkers with a collision being cleared. Some rain likely today with a high of 43. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Hey, Joe of the Radio. It's a wild Monday. By the way, if you want to hear real radio, Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. And Dennis Prager and Seb Gorka and Kevin McCullough and Larry Elder, right here on AM 970. You know, can I tell you about Dr. Romano? Good guy. How fun was Dr. Romano at the game? Well, he was a great guy. He was there. He was fun. He came with his wife. He was so pleasant. Just a good guy at the Army game when Al and I went. And don't forget, this is the man. This is the man who came up with the concept of personalized care, customized dental treatments. This is the guy that came up with veneers, came up with implants. He was at the forefront of all of this. So he knows dentistry like everybody else, but he's got a huge heart. Because I want to tell you what Dr. Romano asked that we pass on at the radio here. There is a young woman in his office who is suffering from triple negative breast cancer. She's so young and so bright. We absolutely abhor that she has to go through something like this because she's a great gal. So, of course, Dr. Romano stepped up. And he organized this amazing fundraiser for her. And as you can imagine, her treatment bills are through the roof. And this is Dr. Ed's way of helping out, along with his own personal efforts. And we all know someone who has been affected by this horrible disease. Please head to Eventbrite.com, Eventbrite.com, and search for Raising Hope, a benefit for Natalia Rodriguez, and donate today, okay? One more time, if you would. Raising Hope, a benefit for Natalia Rodriguez.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away to Italy, baby. 800-431-1515. You heard Steve Perillo and I going back to Italy. This first trip we had was magnificent. I love you for going. And I feel closer to you than ever before. I really do. And God bless you. We just had such a great time. Now we're going to do it again. It's in April. It's Easter in Rome. Good Friday and Easter Sunday in Roma. With a mass with all of us there on Easter Sunday. How about that? The first of our five intimate group dinners will take place in Rome with a special performance by Steve Perillo and yours truly. I love it. Performing in Rome is great. And, you know, and the Italians are there, right? The Italians from the Perillo office in Rome are there, and all your staff are there from the hotel. It's just so much fun. Then, check this out. We venture to Assisi, the hill town in the Umbria region. The next phase of our trip will be spent in the Tuscan countryside, where we will take daily excursions to historic places like Siena. If you've not seen Siena in your lifetime, this is a must-see. Siena, Pisa, Florence, Cinque Terre, just to name a few. And I will see you at all of our group dinners, and I expect to join you on some of those selected day trip excursions. Would you call Janice, please? Oh, great team at Perillo. This is our family, Linda and Steve and Diana and Janice and everybody at Perillo. They're waiting for you to come to Italy with Joey and Steve Perillo. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. This is selling out quickly, so please call now, okay? 800-431-1515 or go to PerilloTours.com.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Joe Badamassa here. And who's on keyboard?
Reese Winans, who used to play for Stevie Ray.
Cool, cool. I hear so many great things. I saw about Joe Badamassa. I was on that Media Research Center cruise, and there was a gal, I told you this, that played a great guitar. Oh, my gosh. Was she American? She was American, yeah. And she played the guitar. I said, wow, you could nail that, because I was telling her about Mikey. And she said, yeah, she met Joe Badamassa. He said, the greatest guy in the world. I got to go see him. I'm a Stephen Sace, a Philip Sace fan. Mm-hmm. Philip Sace, I've got so entrenched in him with Mikey.
That, well, I have a Joe Badamassa CD for you that I will give it to you tomorrow.
Oh,
that you can.
Thank you.
You and Michael can.
I'll go with you. I'll definitely go with you to see Joe, because
he comes back again. I mean, I think they were just finishing up the tour.
Yeah,
he comes back around again. We have to go see this guy.
So I have to tell you, 9:47 with Joe on the radio. I got to tell you too. Sat with Mikey before I left. We didn't have the amps on, but I took. I was playing Michael's Strat, and he picked up a guitar, and we did Pride and Joy. And he goes, Dad, you ever hear this song? He started playing it. He started playing it. Of course, I know it. And he knows every lick. It's all about Stevie Ray.
You heard the acoustic version that Stevie did on MTV.
You know, I don't know that
one?
I have. Oh, I don't know that I have. Let's find it. Let's find it. Put it on.
Oh, I have it somewhere.
Die Hard Rock and Rollers, 9:48. Let me go to Joe real quick. Now I got to go to Frankie on the news. Goodness gracious. We've just been trying to have some fun and divert from the insanity that's on television. When are these hearings starting again, Frankie? Wednesday?
The public hearings are Wednesday.
Oh, Lord. Joe from Passaic, New Jersey, where I was born. Joe, good morning. Thanks for calling. Yes. What's on your mind? Man,
two quickies. Passaic General Hospital is still there where you were born. St. Mary's Hospital, now 350 Boulevard.
Thank you.
And second of all, the quote that you answered, Romeo, Romeo, yeah, wherefore art thou?
Yeah.
Somebody said, I'm here. That's the most misunderstood quote in Shakespeare, which he was actually asking him in Old English, was, why are you Romeo? Not where are you, Romeo?
Oh, thank you very much. For Passaic, New Jersey, we broke it down. Romeo Cthulhu, you know that. Frankie Five Boroughs, I don't even want to go there, but it's... from Mike Bloomberg apologizing for stop and frisk to an NYPD officer killed. Our hearts go out to the NYPD family in an FDR incident, an accident. But these hearings are so ridiculous. It's nice to hear the ratings are down. Still millions of people are watching. And my fear is that they're going to convince, as the Democrats are trying to convince people who perhaps are borderline and independent, not to vote for Donald Trump. That's what this is all about. We hear from Ambassador Sondland. Is that right?
On Wednesday, yes.
All right. And what do we need here? Did this guy hear a phone call? Did he hear somebody hear a phone call?
We'll see what he says. I kind of am bored with these hearings already.
Yeah.
Wake me when it's over.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously the big news is Mike Bloomberg's really interesting apology at this black church in Brooklyn yesterday for stop question frisk 6 years after he's been out of office. Now, he has continually defended this stop question frisk policy for not only the 12 years that he was mayor, but in the last 6 years since leaving office. Mm-hmm. And remember, when they sued the NYPD and they had to go deal with this federal lawsuit before Judge Shira Schindler, Bloomberg attacked the judge for ruling against the city.
Right.
So this is quite a reversal, and it's being viewed by most people on the left, certainly, as exactly what it is, which is blatant political pandering. The one guy who is willing to accept Mike Bloomberg's change of heart on this is Al Sharpton, who says, yes, it's great that Mike Bloomberg is now again stopping and apologizing.
Because
you know what Al Sharpton sees when he sees Mike Bloomberg. He just sees a giant check, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what, and you might have seen, speaking of checks, reported on Saturday that Al Sharpton is pulling down $1 million in salary.
No, he's not.
Just from his charity.
No, he's not.
That's not including what
he
makes on radio or on TV.
There's a cap.
That's just from his charity.
For the 501c3s, there's a cap. There's a 14% cap used for expenses.
Well,
they can't do
he got $600,000 in something called other compensation.
Oh my God. Do you see? Now, there's a perfect example, like we talked about, and I don't want people to forget about Himes, Congressman Himes, threatening on Chris Wallace's Fox show, the Ambassador Sondland, saying, oh, well, he's going to end up, if he doesn't watch it, he can end up like Roger Stone. Are you kidding me? That's a threat. And now, Al Sharpton, God forbid, if we were in a different world, they would be the ones on trial.
People are also reacting to this interesting interview that Prince Andrew did discussing Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh!
Quite something.
Oh, that's another thing, man. Hey, 9:51, Debbie is back from London. Debbie, I love you with a British accent. Makes you...
okay, darling.
Please. Now you're killing me.
They say that all the time.
Now you're killing me. Darling? Darling.
Darling, yes.
Well, Deb's right in the heart of New York, New York. Checking out traffic for you all around the tri-state area. At 9:52, thanks, Deb. Great to have you back.
Thank you, Joe. Let's go right to the Merritt Parkway southbound exit 47 into Fairfield. It's an accident over there. We're seeing delays on the FDR Drive south. Really busy getting down toward the 70s. Over on the Sawmill north in Yonkers, it's a crash. And 18 northbound at Piscataway. Watch out for some down wires over there. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Inbound GWB 20. Lincoln's okay. Holland 25. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970. The Answer.
Hugh Hewitt explains the landscape for the Democrats.
Michael Bloomberg is running for president, as I told you. There are three choices before the Democrats. You can go Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, or Michael Bloomberg. Everyone else is irrelevant. And he's gonna play to win. He has a record and he's known to the Democratic base. So it's fascinating what's going on over there.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Cloudy, breezy, chilly today with occasional rain and drizzle and a high up to 42 in Midtown. And cloudy, damp, and quite chilly tonight with intermittent rain and drizzle, low 39. Clouds will break for some sun tomorrow, milder in the afternoon, high 51. On Wednesday, times of clouds and sun are becoming breezy with a high of 49. AM 970, The Answer.
Did you get John Bramnick's book yet? It's 5 minutes before Mike Gallagher, 9:55. You got to get John Bramnick's book. He's the funniest lawyer in New Jersey, a great guy, and great to have around a cocktail party. You know, and there's different rules in the book. Oh, this is great. This is rule 100. This is for me. If your hands are sweaty, dry them off before you shake my hand. It's great. How many times? If you sneeze into your hand, please don't shake hands with me. At church, it was great. Sunday, same thing. I had my Durasan with me. John, thank you for saying that, for crying out loud. This is like how people don't get that, you know? Here's rule 88. Good leaders know we are never so sure of ourselves as when we are dead wrong. Yeah, that's so along the lines of what's happening in Washington these days, right? Oh, this is great. Rule 89. Your accomplishments and superior knowledge aren't nearly as impressive as your humility and self-deprecation. Bingo. This is a great book. It's called Why People Don't Like You. It's by the funniest lawyer in New Jersey, John Bramnick, a good guy, our friend. And it's a great book you can get on Amazon. So you could peruse it. I would suggest you have a cocktail party, put it right down there, go through it. Everybody, I do that all the time, man. And you're going to love this book, Why People Don't Like You. Get your copy, please, on Amazon today.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm dancing. I'm doing my Bruce Shoulders. Springsteen with Piscopo on AM 970. The Answer.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning. I go to bed.
Dancing in the dark. Sometimes you feel like that. I will see you
at a free show at the Stone Pony.
Say what? He did
past weekend. Yeah.
Oh, I love
for a benefit for Boston College.
I love it. You know, he shows up. That's what I love. Politics aside, John Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen, what they do for charities in the great state of New Jersey, you don't even know. Anonymously, love them for that. Hey, I'll see you at Mitchell Modell's tonight.
We'll see you there.
At the Mitchell, it's for the Crohn's Colitis Foundation, and I may get up there and sing with Mitchell. I'm going to stay in town, and I'll see you on America's Newsroom with Bill Hemmer. And I think I'm with Julie Banderas, sitting in for Sandra Smith. And that is at 11:40, that hit is. And then Mitchell's tonight. And then I'll see you tomorrow morning. We'll be live streaming on AM970TheAnswer.com, on Facebook and on YouTube tomorrow. So it's a busy week. Got a lot going on. Frankie, thanks for a great show, man. Thanks for putting up with the silliness like that. Big Al, you're the man. Romeo, we're out there. What are you doing? Who are you looking at? Debbie, welcome back. Thanks for listening. Make it the best day ever because you deserve it.